We present Tony Hancock, Sidney Graham, Bill Kerr, and Kenneth Williams in...
Hancock's Our Home.
Up to you, Bill.
Right. Seven to one. Come to me, seven.
You beautiful baby.
Come to me.
Three houses, that's 25,000 pounds.
I'm going to just tell you the gas works.
You will.
Let's see what you got. I'll pay 5,000 pounds in start range. For the dark blue one. Now go on, you two are double, you? Six.
Four and three, six. The financial wizard is for it.
Go on, seven. Go on. There we are.
Now, I'll read it. Now, find 4,000 pounds. Payable to me and miss the next 7 goes.
Oh, tell me that. I don't believe you.
No, it's not in the pack. I'll shuffle them up.
All right.
Now, my go.
Now, come on, boy.
Four. On the boot. One, two, three.
Chunk, well. You have inherited 5,000 pounds. Every time you land on chance, you win the card and inherit a fortune.
Just the way it goes. I mean, what a... Hello, look through the window. See where that is?
Yeah. Oh, it's a game. Quick, up right there and scramble. You hide the silver, I'll stick the ornaments down. Keep your hands in your pocket.
All right, let's check now. Check.
Right.
Open up. Well, open a door, call it in through the peephole. We don't particularly want the likes of you around here. Be about your business. You know the turn of the neighborhood. Be off.
You can show for your Orson cart in the front garden.
Orson cart? That's in competition cutting, sir.
Are you going to let me in?
What do you want?
I want to talk to you.
No. From past experience, I estimate that the many talks I've had with you have cost me approximately a shilling a word.
I'll
send you a telegram, then.
Look, thank you. I won't keep you long.
It's dead urgent, I tell you.
Well, I don't know.
Look, I'll tell you what. As a token of my sincerity, I'll give you back the cigarette box I went last time I was there.
Thank you, Sid. That's quite awesome.
Oh, very well.
Yes, please.
Oh.
Well, what did you give it up? Cigarette?
Yeah.
In Jan, you know. Hancock. I allowed him to call them after me, you know. Well, when I heard how much Larry got, I thought he'd dinner.
Hey, there's funny looking fried, Johnny.
Well, you must realize they're a bit cheaper than the others. They're 20 for 8.
filter tip goes three quarters of the way up.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, Charlie. You got a light?
Stop.
Well, I got it. I'll finish it. Have another one. I'll put it the other way this time. Make you better smoke. Oh, now. Now, look. I'm in dead trouble. I'm at my wit's end. You've got to help me, Hancock.
Look, see.
We all like you. I'm sorry, I can't hide you anymore. Those floorboards have been up and down so many times, you can't get the creak out of the car. Oh, you've got it wrong. I'm not on the run. But what's wrong, then? It's my dad. Who? My dad, me old man. Well, I suppose so. Yes, sir. Yes. It's something I never thought of you with a mum and dad. Dad is a type. Well, I am. I got a mum and dad same as everybody else.
What's that?
I'm just trying to imagine you as a baby, that's all. I don't know. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, I can see you now. Sitting in your pram. Sitting in your wrapped up with lead shot and even all the other kids over there. Anyway, seriously now, what about your dad? It's his birthday tomorrow. He's 83 and he's coming down to London to spend a holiday with me.
Well,
very nice too. What's wrong with that? Well, I can't let him stay with me.
Why not?
Well, I'm a bit ashamed of it, really, but...
Come on.
Well, you see, he kept reading the papers that I was appearing in court. There was only one thing I could do.
What?
I told him I was a judge.
Lord Justice James,
how could you lie to your own father like that?
Well, I had to. If he knew what I really was, he'd never get over it.
So I was wondering if you'd do me a favor, let him stay with you for a fortnight.
You can't. Not your own father. He's looking forward to seeing his little boy again.
Oh, I'll come and visit him. You can't stop at my place. You wonder who the redhead is. And you'll never believe that light-fingered Louie and Spanish Henry are my clerks to the court. And all those cars coming in and going out, different colors. Now he's bound to notice he's too risky. I can't disillusion the old boy after all these years. He's proud of me. And he loves me. Apart from that, he might turn me in. Oh, please let him stay with you, Hancock.
Well, if I do, it's not for you, sis.
It's not for you, it's for him.
Poor old man.
Another word about me?
You won't find out from me, I promise.
Oh, thank God for this. I promise I'll never do you again. Until after he's gone.
Thank you, Sid. That's most kind. I'd like to be lying to you. Are you little glasses? Me and Bill will do our best to make the old boy comfortable. I'll tell you what. Let's do a birthday party tomorrow, and you come round and see him. You'll like that.
All right, then.
Have a shave, you know.
Put the best suit on. Don't come round in that black and white hoop jersey and look at that, could you? Not really judges, dear, is it? All right, I'll see you tomorrow, and thanks again. Now, look after Dad, won't you? He's all I've got.
All right, kid. Sit out.
Well, shut off it.
I see. I was good in order.
Our kid got a spark of decency in him, after all.
I think he's really very fond of his old dad.
He's really grateful to me for doing this, like...
Where's my silver candlestick gone?
They were here a minute ago. I left them on the piano next to me gold lame suit.
Oh, but it's dark out. He probably wanted to find his way home. Come on, William, to work. We've got to get the spare room ready.
Hey, that's my room.
He's not having that.
Yes, he is. We'll
have to make some other arrangement for you.
I'm not sleeping out in the dark kennel again.
Sides of that,
they're
under the floorboard.
Oh, that's
right.
Yeah,
all
right.
Yeah,
all right.
Jerry? Well, that's it.
You should be quite clear.
Let's see if we've forgotten how to sit.
See?
Thank you.
Pillows.
Either down. Both down.
What?
Mattress. Where is it? Come on, the mattress. Mistress, who's that number deeper?
Where is it?
But drop that door panel so hard. Listen, he's 83. You can't expect him to sleep on the spring.
Poor old man, that little curly pattern all over him.
I think this is carrying friendship too far. Putting me out in the dog kennel. I think it's a damn life liberty.
Listen, if I get much more of this, I'll cut the biscuits down.
Now then, get those pictures off the wall.
Thank you, madam.
What an exhibition.
You'll be out, Cuddy.
Two and six a dozen. I'm full of using this case as a box number.
Oh.
No. Leave them there. They're coming down. That's them in front of you going to a coma.
We'll put some decent stuff up there for my room. You know, Monica the Glen, Island Chapel. And when did you last see your father?
They don't draw stuff like that these days. They don't draw stuff like that.
Of course they should have this dinner.
All gone are the days of a plate of bananas and an apple.
We're fish bones and people with 3 ears these days.
I don't know what the world's coming to. I should have been born 100 years ago, me. Much more at home, much more at home, much more luxury. Don't get time these days.
Quick flip through steel and hardware, and that's me lot.
What about the bed?
Oh, yes, forgive me, I was digressing. Yes, well, the mattress is in and the photographs are out. I think we're all set now. Don't forget he's an old man. Be nice to him.
See him get you with your own father.
No, perhaps not.
Let's move out of his way, that'll be best. Captain, come on, cheer yourself up. Now, that's the old national cylinder.
Oh, are you Mr. Tony? Oh, are you Mr. Tony in Hitch?
Well, that's near enough, I can see.
He must be Mr. James.
That's right. Oh, Mr. James. Here you are, hold me, bird. Hold you, watch me, bird. Clarence, we too can.
Oh, I'm not. Yes, give him
here. Don't put your finger in the cage, old Jimmy. Now, have your finger all by yourself. Got jaws like razor blades, yes.
All right. Bill, come and hold the bird cage. Don't put your...
Don't tell him. Might be a giggle in a minute.
Well, where's the rest of the baggage?
Yeah, here on the steps. Here, where's where I put Harold?
Who's Harold?
Me goat. I'll never go anywhere without Harold.
Oh, well, I suppose you have to go in the dump.
No, he's not.
That's
he
is.
He can't. What about me?
You have to move out again. Go with the problem, said. I'm going to clear out my Japanese miniatures.
Oh, no, there's all spiders and green flying there.
They won't mind. Charlie, we're a fortnight. Now, come on, bring the green bags in.
Thank you, very nice. Come on, Percy.
Donkey. Oh. Where are you going to put him?
The
popping
tree. Sir! All right, I'm now under the floorboard.
Well, we'll start to see him in a minute as soon as Sidney arrives.
Are you sure he's coming?
Sure, he wouldn't miss his old dad's birthday.
Yes, he's a good boy. He's a judge, you know.
Hardly.
Oh, yes. His mother and I are a bit worried about him now. He's working 2 hours.
Really?
Yes, must be very strenuous, his judge work. We notice every time he appears in court, he has to take holiday afterwards.
I remember he was very ill in 1947.
2 years,
maybe. Yes. He went to Devon, stayed on the moors.
know, he sends us a lovely postcard. Lovely big old thing, he was saying it. He had a little room all to himself. It's very good at the eyes of the season, isn't it? Have you ever seen any of his cases?
Only the ones with the false bottles of smuggling.
One case? No! No, no. It's never been, you know. It's not enough proof. It's always harder with policemen when he's in court. It's very
different. Yes, oh, I'm looking forward to seeing the young rascal again. Very proud of him we are. He's always been very good to me and his mother. Liberace James, they call him in the village. Every week he sends us money or a necklace or a ring or something.
That touches.
If that's another of your animals, Dad, I quit.
Animals don't ring bells. Go on, let me go.
Oh, good afternoon, Constable.
Good afternoon, sir. We have reasonably Sydney James here. He was seen to see it in an eastly direction towards his house.
What's this? You want Sydney? Oh, don't tell me you've got to go to court again.
Yes, he has, and we find him. He's wanted for a serious lead off the church roof, guys.
Lead off the church roof? Why do they have to bother him with petty criminals? I thought he only tried the big stuff.
Oh, no, it's just me a fire,
it's my birthday. Don't someone go in his place?
Look, I think you better leave it to me, Dad. Officer, I'm afraid that Judge James is here.
Who?
I don't say he's impartial, didn't expect you today. And he's looking shameless.
If you mean Fred, then I'll afraid he ain't there.
Yes,
sir. He isn't here. If we see him, we'll tell him you're looking for him.
You'd better not. I'll be waiting outside the front gate.
Dear me, you'll be a judge, like a doctor, called out any time.
Thank God. Is he gone?
Oh, how did you get in?
I climbed in the back window. Quick, pull the curtain. Can't you see out of trouble even for the fortnight?
It's not my fault. It's an old job. I did it last month. They didn't find out a letter gone until last night. The rain got in and threw the collecting plate up.
And as soon as the party's over, you can leave. Now, come on over here. Down, Sydney.
Look who's here.
Hello, son.
Oh, go on, say hello to him.
Hello, Daddy.
Look at you, son. Oh, dear, oh, dear. 25 years. What have you done in all that time, son?
About 23.
Oh, I can't get over it. He looks just like his mother.
Oh, dear, the poor old lady.
Have you been keeping, son?
All right, Daddy. You?
Very well, very well.
How's Mummy?
Oh, son. Oh, yes, she says that you're still facing the son of an oil and malt.
Oh, no.
Oh, you should. Oh, you're a very naughty boy. You always were an innocent child.
Daddy, I'm 40 now.
It doesn't matter. The 90 is no good to you.
The pity is all the other guest.
Yeah, well, let's get on with the tea, shall we? Here we are, Daddy. Here's a birthday present for you.
Oh, lovely. A pair of silver candlesticks.
Here, am I? Shut up.
Oh, what a good boy you are. We've kept every present you ever sent us. Your mother will be pleased with me. I go very well with the ornamental clock.
Oh, that's where it went.
Well,
got any Georgian silver?
Yes.
Yes, I thought you might have.
Oh, that's powder?
Yes, we got lots of odd pieces.
So am I. We'll have to get together one day and make a set. Mr. Mallory, sir, have you got a television set?
No, I've always wanted one.
Still hide it.
Come on, what about the tea? Look, I brought a lovely birthday cake round for you.
Hello, there's some poor baker around here needs a front window.
Oh, there isn't a face for this.
Edwardian Fred's Mrs. Mabel.
Who? Who's that?
Justice Edwardian Fred. His colleague of mine. Yeah. Let's sit down to tea, shall we?
Wait a minute. Haven't you forgotten something, Sidney?
What?
Go and wash your hands.
Oh.
And this is one of Sidney Tyson when he was 9.
Ah, isn't that sweet?
HMS Lollipop, isn't it?
Oh, for Pete's sake. Why don't...
Hello.
Here's one.
Oh, ah. Oh, dear,
on the rug here.
Oh, he's that double end, look at it.
My favorite. Taken when he was 11 in the church choir. Oh, he's the drama he was.
Oh, turn it up, Daddy.
The choir could eat your crust up. Angelic boy, wasn't he? Because favorite, wasn't your son? Always let him take the collection.
How is the old church these days?
It isn't. It closed down just after you left when the collection money disappeared.
Well, it's a pity, but I've got to be going.
Oh, dear, have you?
Yeah, well, you know how it is. I've got a couple of heavy sentences to pass today. You know, another start.
Well, I think your policeman has been outside to drive you down there. They've got the car. I'll call them.
He's over here. Did I know it's his birthday, but you don't have to suffocate, Danielson. Well, I'm off. I'll get out the back way.
See you tomorrow, Daddy.
Hancock, what? Get the floorboards up. They're out the back as well.
Morning, Dad.
Morning, Mr. Kerr. Is Sydney home yet?
Yes, he came in at about 4 o'clock this morning.
He's under the floorboards now, I suppose.
Yes, he likes to go straight to his room when he comes in.
Judge, he didn't use the word on many in my day. Living under the floorboards all day and going out at midnight every night. Coming home at 4 o'clock and straight under the floor. Yes, pass me that shoe.
Morning, son. Poor Gavin.
Same place to work. He's been there 3 days now. Must be a very secret case he's working on.
Yeah.
That's actually difficult to be saying down there. The heat stop.
The heat stop. That's why it's down there.
Morning, all.
Morning.
Thank you. Order.
Well, Mr. Phillips.
Yeah, it's in front of you.
Oh, so it is. What, may I ask, are you going to eat it with? My fingers aren't quite the right shape for porridge, eggs, and bacon.
Show me up the cutlery.
There's none there.
Of course there's some there. I bought a new silver set last week. £30 that lot cost me.
I tell you, they're not there.
Dad, where's the cutlery?
How do I know?
Little toast and coffee. Anything in the papers?
No?
Oh, another bank robbery last night before.
What's this about bank robbery?
Oh, nothing. Yes, here. Third bank robbery in 3 nights. Between midnight and 4 o'clock in the morning. But he's still looking for the thief. £1,000 it was for any information leading to his capture.
Oh, dear. I wonder if Sydney knows who's done them.
Yes, I wonder.
I wouldn't worry about it, Charger. You go up to your room and have a rest, eh?
Yes,
that's
nice.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
What
a lot of money.
Poor old man. He'll never find out what a load he produced.
Hey, come on up. I want to have a word with you. Come on up.
What about the roses?
Never mind about them. Come on up.
No.
Now move the little board and touch it up, then. I want to talk to you.
What? You can. You veritable bounder. What a nerve. How dare you use my house as a base for your nefarious activities?
I don't know what you're talking about. If it wasn't your dear old father, I'd turn him in his shop and collect the reward money.
But I won't pretend I hadn't intended to do it.
I had to work out for weeks. That's why I whipped the lead from the church to put down a deposit on the tools for the bank job.
I had a plan worked out of a little black book for ages, and what happened?
Each night I get down to the bank, work for half an hour on the door, and then I find it's already open. I go inside and half a pound of jelly on the book and find out empty.
I've been done all along the line. Somebody's working my territory. You want to be ashamed of yourself.
I am. First time this has happened to me in 20 years of trading. An old established firm like me, I'm going to give it one more go. I've got one more bank on my list, the Northern Provincial. I'm going to do that one tonight.
You are not? I'm going to tell the police.
Oh, no, you won't. What about my poor old dad? It's a killing. You wouldn't want to do that, would you?
You fiend. You scurvy knave.
Leave my house and never darken my floorboards again.
Oh, shut up. When I pull tonight's job up, I'll refurnish the old place out for you. All right, nail the board down. I'm going to chip some zero there. And I'm not going to be making it again tonight.
Johnny, you jumped here again.
pleasure to the poor old man.
Why, what's happened?
It's in the papers. Look. Sid got caught last night trying to rob the bank. The police were there waiting for him.
But what about the money? What happened to it?
I don't know. $80,000 taken from the four robberies. Sid said he didn't do it, but we know. He's in there somewhere.
What are we going to tell the old man? He'll break his heart when he hears about it.
Well, he's got to find out sometime. Let's go in and get it over with.
All right. Knock on his door. He'll probably still be in bed. James?
Well, what?
Are you awake?
Just a minute, I won't be long. 79,998, 79,999, 80,000,
half a pound of such miracles. Of course, what I'd like to know is, how did the police know Steve was going to be there last night?
Oh, somebody tipped them off to collect the 1,000 pound reward.
Of course.
999. 1,000. All right, you can come in now.
You can stand by. I don't quite know how to tell you this, but hello, you're packed here, right? You going?
Yes, going back to the wives. There's no point in stopping now. Sydney's not here.
I've got my taxi waiting outside.
Well, I'm sorry you're going. It's been very nice meeting you.
We'll carry a bag out for you. Just give him a taxi and leave it to us, eh?
Oh, yes. Oh, that is nice. I never expected that.
15 carriages, 8 suitcases, 5 sacks and a Gladstone bag.
And this stuff out of the living room.
Oh, the 7 big wooden crates. Yes, sir. Here you are. You only had the 1 suitcase when you arrived.
Yes, well, I bought a few presents for the wife and some firewood for the 50s.
Yes, of course. Breaks your heart, doesn't it, really? Bill, it is not a shame, isn't it?
Well, what do you want?
Well, our trip's going to be a bit short. I suppose the least we can do is let you all right for a few questions.
Oh, yes, yeah, sure. I've only got a couple, eh?
That's all right, that'll do. I've got a few. Mr. James?
Yes?
Here you are. Look, there's a little something for yourself. You know, people going through the winter.
Oh, I'm afraid of cold.
I don't know what to say.
No.
Oh, thank you. Martin. I'm good of you. You're not an old man, not for joking. Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
Well, the taxi's waiting. I better go. Goodbye.
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 Sorry, guys. What a wonderful old man. Off of the air.
I'm glad it's not him.
Ah, well, let's go back in.
Yeah.
What a grand old man.
Ah, well,
let's have some dinner. No cutlery, remember?
So, well, let's have some coffee. No coffee pot.
Oh, well, we'll just sit and watch the telly.
Hello?
What? No telly.
No, sir.
What?
The house has been completely shipped. Could have been new empty. The lounge shipped naked.
Oh, no. Still. Who's been taken to it?
Look, you want to read something, Sonny. You want to read something a bit edifying, something educative.